KSKQJ.org. KSKQ thanks Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice for supporting community radio.
Hello, my name is Trevor Thomas, and you're listening to The Alternative Show. This is KSKQ 94.9 FM. Thank you very much for listening. Again, this is The Alternative Show here on KSKQ. I'm Trevor Thomas. What is The Alternative Show? That's a very good question. The Alternative Show is a variety show that includes interesting conversations, weird clips and sketches, tech and media reviews, and other random stuff sprinkled with alternative rock, new age, and various musical genres. You are currently listening to Drunken Lullabies by Flogging Molly. I've been playing a bunch of different music, music from a new group that I found called Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos. Odd title, but a really good song. Some music by Kate Nash, potentially some music by Alien Ant Farm, My Chemical Romance, and a few others. We're also going to be doing our regular segment where we talk with my co-host Jason Engel, first doing tech news, talking about gadgets and tech and stuff like that, and then talking about music a little bit later today. Me and Jason for a while, and maybe even playing a few of our favorite songs for you. Today is Sunday at 7 p.m., which is our new showtime. Used to be Tuesdays at 7, now Sunday. And of course, as you may have noticed, there's been a number of changes to the show. Used to be a much differently formatted show. If you like this show and want to check out others like it, go to hubcastnetwork.com. Where you'll find a smattering of high-quality podcasts centrally located. And I advertise Hubcast Network because I built it, and very much like the podcasts that are on there. So if you don't know what a podcast is, well, go check out hubcastnetwork.com to find out. I'm going to play a song for you. This next song is called Mouthwash by Kate Nash. But before I do that, something from The Little Book of Rong Shui, which is a book that teaches you how to drastically improve your life by basically moving stuff around. And here's a little tip. Mirrors inappropriately positioned can be very bad Rong Shui. They encourage you to look back on the journey of life when you should really be looking forward. So remove all mirrors from your car. This is Mouthwash by Kate Nash.
My face covered in freckles with the occasional spot and some veins. This is my ball.
That was Mouthwash by Kate Nash. And this is still KSKQ 94.9 FM with the Alternative Show. And I just want to tell all of you people out there that that tomorrow is my birthday. Yes. Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Yeah. How old are you turning?
30. I'm turning 30, yeah.
So your 20s are gone.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, how does that feel?
Wonderful. Just so, I'm so happy right now.
You're just exuding joy.
I am. I've actually, I brought a song to play, which tells people how I feel today.
Rock it.
Here it is.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
So let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
From now on, try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get. And though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Ralph,
Bill, Brampton, Stanley,
good. Frank, Skippy, the Dickie, Bush Kangaroo,
Bob,
starts with when
the weather is
traditional,
Bubba.
So there you go.
Wow.
My birthday song.
It was very depressing.
Oh. Yeah. It's been an interesting year.
Yeah.
It's about that time. Just getting older.
Huh.
Doing nothing. Yeah.
It's not that bad. It's not like you're planning your funeral next week. I mean, you're 30.
I might as well be. I mean, all my good years are behind me, you know. I mean, what have I got to look forward to now?
Apparently nothing.
That's right.
Keep thinking that way.
Life is winding down. I mean, you know, in the olden days, people didn't live past like 30.
Yeah.
It's just how it
is, you know, 2011. It's no longer the olden days.
Right. I mean, next year, everything comes to a close, you know, the whole universe ends, I think.
Most people live to their 70s or 80s, so you're not technically even halfway through your life yet.
Well, I was talking more about the coming apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know.
Yeah, those always work out.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to plan ahead at this point. I might as well just sit down, watch some TV shows, you know, just kind of whatever.
So if the world was ending, you would just watch TV shows until it ends?
Well, there won't be TV shows after that. I mean, how am I going to get caught up on all the shows I never got to see?
Wow. Well, at least you know what's important in life.
That's right.
TV
These
shows.
Are the important things, yeah. You know. Living vicariously through other people.
Gotcha.
Who are usually younger.
Mm.
Yeah, than 30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Okay, so now it is time for tech news.
What you got this time?
Ow. Yeah, so tech news. I got some interesting stuff to tell you about today.
Like what?
Well, there's this thing. It's a gun-toting robot that they are now making, hoping to use it to replace human soldiers.
Nice!
Yeah, it's basically like a remote-controlled tank, like with the tire treads, and then they just put a gun on it.
Seems like I've seen that somewhere in a documentary.
Huh.
It might have been the Columbine documentary.
What?
how, Michael Moore documentary.
How does that have anything to do with Columbine?
Well, yeah, just Michael Moore was going around to all these different gun makers and gun nuts and saying what guns are like in America. I don't know. So, I just remember seeing a little tiny miniature tank looking thing with a gun mounted to it that it could shoot.
Right. Ooh, that's cool. They got a bunch of different versions. They got more of an actual tank thingy with a big old gun on it. And then, of course, there's Johnny Number 5 from Circuit. Whatever. Short Circuit.
I remember him.
Yeah.
That'd be weird if he had a gun.
He did have a gun. Really? He had a laser on his shoulder.
Okay. I haven't seen that in years since I was a kid. I don't remember much of it.
Yeah.
I just remember the white guy they had to play Indian.
Yeah, he was awesome. I loved him.
That would so not go over well nowadays.
That's true.
Just lawsuit upon lawsuit.
I like this. The Silicon Valley startup has garnered quite a bit of funding from angel investors. They still call them angel investors when you're investing in military technology.
Oh.
I think that's wonderful. Okay, so it's already created a 2-foot-tall motorized robot that can travel 10 miles an hour, spin around on a dime, be controlled remotely, and most importantly, blow a 10-inch hole through a steel door with deadly accuracy from 400 meters.
Damn.
Yeah. So that's what you have to look forward to, finding tiny little robots that shoot you.
That's the apocalypse I can believe in, is the machines rising. And so we're just building the machines that are going to rise and kill us all.
The intelligence thing is it's not like every machine can even have intelligence. But possibly a centralized machine with some sort of like remote access to all these other machines might be able to pull it off.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just worried about building machines and giving them enough kind of brain power function or whatever to build themselves.
Right.
That was the whole thing in Terminator, like the machines started building themselves and making better machines.
Right. That's a bad idea.
So, yeah.
Especially if you're giving them weapons.
I know. That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, so that's true. Awesome. Yeah, great idea. So aside from that, that didn't work. Give me just a second here.
All right. Where do you get your tech news from anyway?
Many, many different places. I pulled this information from... I kind of tapped out the Popular Science resource.
Okay.
And I'm getting sick of Engadget. They don't have anything interesting on there anymore.
Have you checked out Gizmodo?
I did. Kind of the same situation. They've got some really interesting stuff, but not interesting to talk about.
Yeah, that's true. It's more cool stuff, but nothing really weird or wacky.
They got some stuff on Wired's website, but I don't know. We're going to talk about the recent iPhone watching you epidemic.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
Yes, I thought that was very interesting. The fact that your iPhone actually keeps geographical location information with timestamps. So it's got like GPS coordinates and timestamps for wherever you go all the time.
Yeah, it's got latitude and longitude of where you've been at, and it shows all the cell towers you've been connected to.
Right.
And it stores the data for like up to a year, so it shows pretty much like a year of your movement, basically.
Right.
And though when the iPhone kind of debacle broke, it was the first thing they said was, but the Android market doesn't do that. But then the very, like, 2 days later, they said, oh, no, the Android market does do that. So.
Yeah, I was reading another article that said that Android has a similar thing that it does.
Yeah, and then the big, I guess, contention with the whole thing is that it's an encrypted file on your phone.
Right. Yes, and it gets transferred over to your main computer as well whenever you sync your iPhone with your Mac or PC. Yeah.
Which, to me personally, I don't care about the encrypted thing. I just care that they're doing it, period. I don't want them to be doing that.
Yeah, I don't want them to either. They say it's potentially so that they can do geographically targeted ads for wherever you are at some point in the future.
Yeah, they can send you like promos and coupons for stores near you or stores you go to.
Right.
Now often, so.
The problem is, because it's unencrypted, that means that anyone can hack your phone fairly easily and get that data on where you've been for the last few weeks.
Yeah.
So it's like if they're casing your house or, you know, your work or something, they can tell where you've been when you go to the office, all that kind of stuff, just by finding an unencrypted file on your computer or on your phone.
Yeah, I don't know if they can do it wirelessly, like just like hack into it over the waves or whatever, but I do know if they find your phone, they can easily get it. So
I would assume that if you're connected to an unencrypted Wi-Fi network and other people are on there, they can probably get into your phone from there.
Yeah.
But Yeah, so.
And yeah, now with the newer phones like my Evo, it's set up to be a hotspot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's set up for other phones and computers and laptops to connect to it. So,
right.
Yeah, that's
a great idea.
Awesome.
Yeah, actually, the other thing that I have noticed recently, you know that agreement that you sign whenever you get iTunes put on your computer? You have this long agreement.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in there, it states that they have unrestricted access to all the files on your computer. You're basically giving them complete access to everything you have on your computer by installing iTunes and letting it, run.
Wow.
That's in the agreement.
Huh. I should probably start reading those things more often.
They're like 100 pages.
I know. That's why I never bother reading them.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't know stuff like that was in it.
Yeah, so apparently they can track you wherever you go, and they can access all your files on your computer.
Wow. Well, I've been saying it for years. Apple is Skynet.
Yeah, it's definitely becoming that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's in a race right now between Google and Apple, I think.
Yeah.
Who will become Skynet?
I don't know. I see Google as more like the dark side, like the dark force, like Star Wars. It's like they're wanting to take over everything, but Apple I see more as Skynet, whereas all the technology they're building is going to destroy us.
So, okay, so we're looking at a Star Wars apocalypse versus a Terminator apocalypse, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
It's going to happen.
Okay. All right. Well, the only question is which apocalypse will happen first? Is it the alien invasion apocalypse? Is it the 2012 apocalypse? Is it the zombie apocalypse? Or the Terminators or the Star Wars?
I kind of a little bit want the 2012 thing to happen, just so I can be proven wrong.
Why?
I don't know, because I just find it so ridiculous and so stupid that people think the world's going to end in 2012.
Right.
That it would just be hysterical to me to be proven wrong.
It would be...
I would just be standing there just going, huh, look at that.
For me, it would be a lot like dying and then going to, like, Catholic hell.
Yeah.
You know, just because I did not accept Jesus Christ into my heart. Like, wow. I had no idea it was actually like this. But given that it's like this, I'm not sure that I would have wanted to go to their heaven.
Yeah.
So, all kinds of fun. I guess that's it for tech news.
Is there any fix for the iPhone thing?
I don't think so, no.
That's a shame.
Other than maybe there's a... When you jailbreak it, maybe you could get rid of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dang it. Okay. And now it's time for a classic commercial break.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Airport Baggage Handler.
Mr. Airport Baggage Handler.
Why just set a bag down when you can throw it, kick it, or simply ignore it?
It's time for my lunch break.
SFO, ORD, LAX. The complex airport codes are almost unsolvable. But that's okay, because thanks to you, everything's going to Tulsa.
That's in Oklahoma.
When comforting a traveler about a lost bag or a treasured family pet, you need only remember three simple words. Airline not responsible. So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh king of the carousels. You give us all a reason to carry on.
Mr. Airport Baggage Handler.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, so now I'm going to play a song that I found recently on Pandora, actually. It was just a very interesting song. It's called Broad Ripple is Burning by Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos, and I have no idea why it's called that. what that title means, but here it is.
Children brought Ripple is burning in. The girls are getting sick off huffing glue up in the bathroom while your boyfriends pick up chicks. And darling, I'm lost. I heard you whispering that night in Fountain Square. The trash-filled streets made me wish we were headed home. And there was love inside the basement where that woman used to lie. In a sleeping bag we shared upon the floor most every night. And darling, I'm drunk, and everything that I have loved has turned to stone. So pack your bags and come back home. And I'm wasted, you can take.
Okay, this is the time in which we talk to each other. So, hello, Jason.
Hey, what was that band called that just did a song?
I don't know. Something. It was off the Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure soundtrack. No, not Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
You mean the actual song you played before that.
Oh, I see. That was Margo and the Nuclear So-and-Sos.
Okay.
With Broad Ripple is Burning.
That's the song.
That's the name of the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, I checked them out. I don't know. It sounds a lot like Damien Rice. So.
I checked out a bunch of their stuff on MySpace Music, and they got a bunch of really good songs on there. I didn't get a chance to download the others, but they were really good.
MySpace is still running?
Yeah. Well, their Music Center is. Music Center is actually pretty big for bands and stuff.
Okay. Wow. It's just shocking.
Yeah. So they're still around, if only for the music.
Right on.
Yeah. Which, coincidentally, is our discussion topic today.
Yeah.
So, wait.
Yeah. From my understanding, you mostly just like alternative rock and kind of college rock.
Alternative rock, indie, new agey stuff, but not like the...
Those are all covered in the umbrella of college rock.
Really?
Yeah.
So college rock then.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I like college rock.
Okay.
I guess.
Like what kind of bands? Like the majority of bands you listen to like on a day-to-day basis, what are those?
I listen to a lot of My Chemical Romance for some reason.
Okay.
Yellow Card is one of my favorite bands.
Because of the violin?
Yeah. I just like that combination. It's just like this weird, it's like a little bit Celtic. And for some reason, that is just awesome to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, for some reason, they made a violin work really well in a rock band.
Right. Whenever they bring odd instruments into a rock band, I really like that for some reason. Just like fusion music or like some of the rap songs that have like cowboy themes or rap and rock combined or just stuff like that. I like that fusion.
Yeah, like mashups like that.
Mm-hmm. And then like the indie stuff like trying to think. Well, we were just talking about Damien Rice. I like his stuff.
Yeah.
I like him and I like the Frames. I like them for some reason because like when they sing, like they start out singing one type of song, it's like a slow type of song, and then it goes into something else. It's like maybe there's like some more anguish or some more like feeling or passion to it, and it just takes you on like a journey, you know, starting out really slow and then taking you to some crazy ending, and I just like that progression.
Yeah.
So the Frames, the guy that I just said a moment ago, Damien Rice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, I can't remember the name of the song. Damn it, I can't remember it.
What band?
The one where they're singing the song about like the prom something or other.
The prom.
The music video takes place on a bus, and it's just a bunch of random people on the bus singing the words of the song, and they just cut to them. It's just more of a montage of all the different kinds of people out there.
Huh.
It's just a really interesting.
What genre?
It's alternative rock for the most part, but I like them a lot because they do the same kind of thing. Like they start out singing one type of song and then it morphs into a different kind.
Yeah.
Wish I could something Midnight at the Prom something. Damn it! Yeah. I'll think of it later.
Yeah, Google it. Bring it next time.
Yeah. And I really like Muse for some reason. They're more on the rock.
Yeah.
They're more like Euro rock. I guess.
I've only just recently started getting into them.
But. Yeah. For some reason, I just like the rawness of how they sing. Like they don't cut out the in-breaths. Like they're right up against the microphone and they add a lot of piano and a lot of like weird classical melodies into their like more harder rock stuff.
Yeah.
For some reason, I really like that. Actually, you know, I have a Muse song here. I guess I could play it since we're doing that.
Yeah. Which one is it?
So this is Map of the Problematique by Muse. So we'll just play a little bit of it.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's Muse with Map of the Problematique. Yeah. And oh, and I just remembered the name of the band that I was thinking of earlier. It was Stray Light Run.
Stray Light Run.
Yeah.
Is that an older band or a newer band?
It's fairly newer. The song that I was thinking of was called Existentialism on Prom Night.
Okay.
That's a really good music video. I really liked it.
Yeah. You gotta bring that next time.
Yeah, I will. And I have played it on the show in the past at some point, I think. But yeah, so we were just talking about Christian bands because we were talking about Lifehouse, which is another one of my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Lifehouse is a band I really liked when they first came out, like in the late 90s, early 2000s. And yeah. Then just as they started moving more into Christian rock, and that kind of turned me off to them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I have not given them a chance in a while, but apparently they've been making album after album after album.
They keep going, and I've heard some of their new stuff, and I still really like it. Yeah. They did a new song, I think it was called Storm, and I really like that song.
Yeah.
I don't have it with me, but yeah, I would say of the bands I know, Lifehouse has probably got the most songs that I like.
Really?
And then followed closely by Yellow Card.
Okay.
For some reason, that sound just really is awesome to me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's my basic musical tastes.
Huh. Right on.
And then I play, sometimes I do stuff by like Enigma. I like Enigma. It's more of a new age type thing.
I've heard the name.
They're kind of like Enya, but better.
That's pretty easy to be better than Enya.
Right.
So, I mean, not saying a lot about the band, though.
Same type of music, just actually okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Not just like kinda stupid and falling asleep.
Kinda.
It's like Enya. It's like Enya with some techno.
Okay. I was never a huge fan of Enya, so I can't think of any of her songs.
My my mom used to listen to Yanni.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
And then there were some other groups out there. There's something called Deep Breakfast that she would listen to. It's just this weird 80s. It's like 80s new age music. Huh. It was just when it was starting to come out, and they were using synthesizers, and it's just so weird.
Yeah, I think I had it worse, though.
Really?
My mom had a 5-disc CD changer, but she only had 3 CDs she'd ever put in it. And this was when we were living in France, and so I didn't have a lot of music lying around, so all I had was her music. And she had a 5-disc changer with only 3 CDs, and one of the CDs was a Celine Dion Greatest Hits CD. The other one was the Backstreet Boys' first CD.
Huh.
And the other one was Ricky Martin's first CD.
Wow.
When you only have those CDs to listen to for months and months and months, you go a little stir crazy.
I feel bad for you.
I have such a pure hatred for all of them.
I'm very, very sorry.
Yes.
That must have been very painful for you.
What made it worse is I hate it, but I now know all of those songs by heart because I've heard them over and over and over again under protest, but I've still heard them.
I used to know a few of the Mamas and, or no, not the Mamas and the Peter, damn it, I can't remember what they're
Mamas
called.
Mamas and the Papas?
It's either the Mamas, it might be Peter, Paul, and Mary,
hmm.
But one of those kinds of bands. I used to know all those songs.
It used to give me nightmares. just nightmares about the Backstreet Boys trying to kill me.
Ah, I'm sorry.
Just chase me down, you know. Backstreet's back, all right! It was a serious problem.
That sounds really bad.
It was. So, yeah. So, after I got back to the States, that's when I started my own kind of musical journey.
I see.
I actually found music I liked. So,
My mom was dating a guy that listened to a lot of, like, Luther Vandross.
Okay.
That kind of music.
Yeah.
Which I can't say I really liked it very much.
Yeah, Luther Vandross, like Al Green, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just over and over again.
Over and over again, I would hate. But and there are times when those kind of songs are really cool.
It was this radio station, and it had, like, this guy, and he would be like, it's like, K-Light, smooth jazz, and he'd, like, talk like that the entire time. And
just Count be from Myth.
Yeah, it was almost like The Count mixed with, like,
Barry White?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was
That's
thinking
what it sounded
It's like The Count, it's like Barry White as The Count.
That would have been awesome to see.
1 Luther Vandross song. 2 Luther Vandross songs. So I'm playing I Don't Love You by My Chemical Romance in the background. Okay. Just thought I'd continue
which
the
playlist. Album is that off of?
You're asking the wrong person.
Okay.
I think their 90s album.
Okay.
Whatever that was.
Right, I just got their Black Parade album a little while ago. Just I wanted actually good copies of the songs instead of the crappy copies I had.
Well, so you have a song on here called House of Wolves by the Black Parade.
Oh, yeah. Which I think you really liked. Yeah, that's a good song from them. Yeah, it has a cool kind of sound and rhythm or pacing to it I like. It's very kind of different pacing.
Well, let's play a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Starting to sound a lot like White Stripes.
Yeah, a little bit. I've been listening to White Stripes a lot.
I know you're a huge fan of White Stripes.
It's true. I'm a huge fan of Jack White, I think. Because also his other bands, like the Recounters and or the Raconteurs and
so wait,
also the
he's
Dead Weather.
In the Raconteurs?
Yeah, he's that's a band he started. He took a break from the White Stripes and then started the Raconteurs, and then they did two albums, and then he went and made another band, the Dead Weather. Which actually has a female lead singer, and they're actually really, really cool.
I've heard the Raconteurs, and I really like them. I'm not a huge fan of White Stripes. There's maybe one or two songs that White Stripes does that I actually like, but the Raconteurs, I like their sound.
Yeah, it's the White Stripes, a lot of their like kind of number one hit, or just their big hits. They're kind of my okay songs on their albums. I kind of like the other songs in the album that don't get a lot of play, but because they're very kind of blues influenced, but very raw. It's like just kind of mixing blues and rock, but in a very raw form, and I like that a lot.
I like the idea, but it's just this certain type of rawness that I'm just not a huge fan of.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is, but like to me, like the White Stripes, the Vines, other bands that have the same type of title structure, for some reason, they all just sound the same to me.
Yeah.
Like, they just fit in this category that I just, it's like... I don't know, like plastic raw almost or something. Just something about it is just too synthesized almost for me for some reason.
Yeah.
But.
Is that them in the background?
Yeah, it's a Rag and Bone by the White Stripes.
I'll turn up a little bit.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Rag and Bone, okay. Yeah, I remember this. Yeah, this was off their, I think their Icky Thump album.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought I'd play a little bit of that. What's their really popular song? I can't remember.
Seven Nation Army?
It could be that. I think that's the one of theirs that I like.
And there's Seven Nation Army, there's Icky Thump, which is also the title of the album, but that was one of their more popular ones. And, I Fell in Love with a Girl.
Oh, yeah, that song's alright.
Yeah. Oh, they got a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I don't know. It's more the kind of energy I get from listening to it as opposed to the actual sound of the song. just they had just this rawness and this kind of passion about it that you don't find a lot of other bands. It's like they're working with very little material. They only have, you know, it's just one guy on guitar and then one girl on drums, and that's it. That's the entire band. And they make that sound as big and feel as full as a lot of big bands for some reason. Mm-hmm. That's just impressive to me.
I like watching them. Yeah. Watching White Stripes is really cool because it is just like these two people, and they both have really interesting personality.
Yeah.
For some reason, it always looks like the drummer is like having some sort of like LSD orgasm while she's playing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Jack White is just... I don't know how to describe him.
He's kind of a bit of a... He looks like a very young Einstein. He's very frizzed out, whacked out hair, and he's pretty crazy, but pretty genius, too.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's hard to talk while this is going on, because I kind of want to listen.
Yeah. I'll turn it up for a sec.
All right. Walking by, keep going, we're not tired, but got plenty of places to go, lots of homes we ain't been to yet, on the west side, the southwest side, middle east, rich house, dog house, outhouse, old folks house, house for unwed mothers, halfway homes, catacombs, twilight zones, looking for techniques, turntables to gramophones, so take a last lick of your ice cream cone, and lock up what you still want to own.
It's just that kind of stuff. They're different, and I like that a lot. They have a different sound to them, different style to them.
I can see what you mean. It's definitely entertaining when I'm just sitting here listening to it like this.
Yeah.
It's got a really full like feel to it.
Yeah, yeah. And this is kind of more their kind of rock stuff, and then their blues stuff I like a lot. I think I like their blues even more a little bit. Just because it's got a very toned down, very basic. It's all very basic stuff. Like, their sound is all very basic. Just, like, one instrument or two instruments, but that's it. And just, for some reason, they just make all these just simple elements work as opposed to big sounds and, you know, synthesizers and turntables. They just have a very pared down feel to them.
Right. So I'm going to play one of my songs.
Yeah. Was this Alien Ant Farm?
Yeah. This is Smooth Criminal.
Yeah. This music video. This is like a mashup of all Michael Jackson's greatest music videos.
Yeah, for some reason the music video is just, I don't know, I like it.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Vanilla Ice's music video.
Yeah. It was very early 2000s. That's when a lot of music videos and things all took place in the suburbs. I don't know why suburbs were a big deal back then.
It's a big party at the in the suburbs house or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, I keep forgetting that I really like Alien Ant Farm.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they haven't done anything in a long time, and they've kind of been off the map for a long time, so you just kind of forget about them.
It's true, but like looking back, like I never really got to go through all their music and figure out what stuff I really liked. And I listened to some of it on YouTube, and I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that song. I don't even have that song. It's just awesome.
That was kind of before iTunes really hit, so it was a lot easier to get songs. Like, just get a whole album. If you like a song, grab the album.
Right. Yeah, and a lot of their music videos are really fun too.
Yeah, I remember they were. I think it was one of their last ones before they took a break for a while. But it was like they were singing on top of a roof of the BET Awards.
Oh yeah,
that was just funny. It was all like shot documentary style.
Right,
it was just a really really well done little thing.
I like. Speaking of, I don't know. This there's no segue here. Is it? Yeah, Third Eye Blind.
Yeah.
For some reason. Okay, Third Eye Blind is the perfect road trip band.
I can see that, yeah.
So all their music just works perfectly on road trips, mostly because I know most of the words to them.
Yeah.
It's because those are the kind of songs that are just so much fun to sing.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the Third Eye Blind, they sound great, but their music videos piss me off. Because they're such great songs. They got all this energy and stuff. And then you watch the music videos, and the guys are, like, jumping all over the place and, like, yelling at the camera. But compared to the music that they're singing, it's so out of place. It's just weird. You know, it's almost like if the Beach Boys were doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, just like, it's like, okay, so you take Eminem and make him a front man for the Beach Boys and then have him do a music video.
Yeah.
But he's still singing exactly like the Beach Boys would sing. And yet he's like jumping all over the place and like yelling at the camera and stuff. Yeah. Which just doesn't work. It's just the complete wrong level of energy for those songs.
Whatever happened to them?
I don't know. Actually, no, I do know. They were recently on a podcast that I was listening to.
Seriously?
They were on...
So they're still a band and everything?
Yes, they're still around.
Wow. What have they been doing?
Oh, you know what? Never mind. It's 311. So it was in Third Eye Blind.
It's a completely different band.
It's a totally different band. Starts with a three.
Okay. Oh, yeah, this is Diane Birch.
I was wondering. I heard some of the songs that you put on here, but I didn't get a chance to listen to all of them.
Yeah, Diane Birch. I came across her a little while ago. This is from her Bible Belt album. Or the album itself is called Bible Belt. But it's she's got a very kind of 70s singer feel. Or just a voice to her.
I like that.
It reminds me of kind of Carole King and things like that.
Just realized what time it is.
Yeah.
Alright.
Want me to just play this song to finish it out?
Sure.
Alright. Just when I think I'm on the road to heaven, I see it's just another road to hell. The devil's got my baby. Somebody help me, please. The devil's got
almost at the end of our show, but before we go,
some people started singing it not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't end.
Every once in a while I get a song stuck in my head that I have to play over and over again. Today, that song is Come Together by Joe Cocker and the something...
Across the Universe soundtrack.
So. Yes. It's off the Across the Universe soundtrack. Which I really haven't got stuck in my head. It's just a song that Jason wanted to play, so we're going to play that instead.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Beatles songs, and this was a really well-done cover for the Across the Universe movie. So,
very cool. So we're going to play that at the end. Coming up at 8 is Random Stuff Jazz Journey. Yay.
Sounds epic.
Yeah. And then at 9 is No Underwear, No First Name, which I like.
Yeah, I've actually heard a little bit of that show. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. If you have feedback or suggestions or just want to say hi, send me a message at trevor@kskq.org or go to thealternativeradioshow.com for our past show archive and listen to some of our past skits and segments, subscribe to our podcast, or join our Facebook page. For more podcasts like this one, visit hubcastnetwork.com. You can listen to our show at our new time every Sunday at 7 p.m. on kskq.org 94.9 FM. So next week, we'll be talking about something. And until next time, this is Trevor Thomas saying thank you and good night.
Got on the sideboard.